From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, September 9th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
The Maine National Guard is confirming that a unit of the Air Guard's refueling wing last year stopped at a Scottish airport and stayed at President Trump's nearby luxury resort. Steve Missler has details.
The spokesman says a KC-135 aircraft landed at Glasgow-Prestwick Airport in September of last year after about a two-month deployment at a U.S. airbase in Qatar and then overnighted at Trump's Turnberry Resort about 30 miles away. The crew's stay at Turnberry was first reported by Politico, which obtained a voucher outlining the crew's itinerary. It's one of several instances of military personnel overnighting at the president's golf resort that's triggered an investigation by the House Oversight Committee to determine whether the Pentagon and U.S. taxpayers are subsidizing a struggling resort that posted a surge in revenue last year. The Guard spokesman referred additional questions to the Air Force, which announced Sunday that it's reviewing all crew stays at Trump properties. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Police in Presque Isle are looking for a suspect who shot a man early this morning. In a statement, police said this afternoon that they believe it was an isolated event, but that the gunman has not been located or identified. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital. And the Portland-based Gulf of Maine Research Institute is launching a new virtual multidisciplinary climate center in response to the rapid warming of ocean waters. President and CEO Don Perkins says over the last 15 years, Institute researchers have determined that the study of the fishery ecosystem is not just about biology, but also about humans and economics. And Perkins says it's now clear the Gulf of Maine is warming faster than almost all the rest of the world's oceans.
And so all of a sudden, we have this rapid change that portends the climate crisis that we're going to see in the future. And so now it's a natural question of, okay, what do we need to do to identify the challenge, identify the opportunity, and bring people together to deal with it?
Perkins says the new climate center is already exploring how fish abundance and distribution will change in the warming ocean, preparing communities for sea level rise and educating the next generation of ocean stewards. Looking at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies north, mostly clear otherwise, with lows in the high 30s to low 50s north to south. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with some clouds in the north and highs in the low 60s to the low 70s. On Wednesday, showers with some afternoon thunder. Very humid in the south with highs in the mid-50s to the low 80s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at how the choices we make as consumers can affect the environment and contribute to climate change. I'm Nora Flaherty.